On January 15, 2014, the Sonoma County wine growers announced their bold goal of becoming 100% sustainable within 5 years. Now, halfway through that interval, Executive Director Carissa Cruz says they're making good progress.
When we made this 5-year commitment, someone asked, well, how many growers, how many vineyard acres will you bring on each year? And in the beginning, I was like, well, let's just do simple math. 5 years, 25%, 20%, you know, somewhere in that area. And in the first year, we were around the 40% mark. And the second year, we were like 65%. And now we're, I would say, over 70%, and we're 2.5 years in.
Cruz says local grape growers have widely embraced the effort, even beyond the certification numbers, and many are out to make their stance publicly visible.
Wineries are starting to pay more money for certified sustainable grapes. Growers are understanding that this is really about thinking holistically about all their farming and their business and their people, so it's the right thing to do. You're seeing people feel good about it. We have these Sonoma County Sustainable signs, and you'd be amazed how many growers call and say, we want a sign. What does it take to get a sign? We're like, well, this is what the process is.
John Garn, a Grayton-based sustainability consultant who has worked with numerous wineries over the past 20-plus years, says the local effort is getting widespread attention throughout the industry.
You're not having little pockets of conversation between very proactive growers or wineries. You're expanding that conversation throughout all the growers. By having that conversation and increasing the dialogue, it increases the awareness of sustainability throughout the whole industry.
Even so, Garn expects that getting 100% buy-in from the local vineyard owners will be challenging.
There's always people who are the naysayers who won't do this for any reason. So getting to 100% all the way will take effort on the buyers themselves, who are the wineries, to basically say, yes, you have to do this or we won't buy your grapes. That'll be the tipping point. When that happens, everybody will get on board.
But so far, says Garn, local wineries overall have not been as proactive about embracing sustainability as have the growers.
The focus on the growers being sustainable is really important because they're the interface with the environment. The wineries themselves are the interface with the customer. So it's going to be a challenge to translate those practices in the vineyard into what's going into that bottle.
Cruz, however, sees consumer demand as a growing force to prompt wineries to join the movement towards sustainability.
What will really drive the rest of it is a real shift in consumer desire to have sustainable products. We've seen that big movement happen in food. You know, where does my food come from? The next evolution is, what's in my bottle? Where did my wine come from?
For growers, there is now an extensive list of best practices they can employ, including measures to sustain their workforce. Cruz has organized a series of bilingual meetings with vineyard employees to learn about their needs and desires. And one she discovered was about scheduling childcare.
Farmers don't start work at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. They're farming at 5 in the morning, first daylight, and then they're done at 2 in the afternoon when it starts to get hot. And that's how the farming works. Well, our childcare system in Sonoma County isn't set up to accommodate dropping kids off at 5 a.m. and picking them up at 2 in the afternoon.
All of this has attracted enough interest globally that the international wine industry event Wine Vision will come to Sonoma County for a firsthand look this December. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.